All right. So welcome everyone to class this evening. We're going to start this class with a little exercise of listening and trusting. So have some pen and paper on hand. And as I say a few phrases, you'll allow yourself to be comfortable. You can lie down and have this pen and paper next to you. I'd like you to write down or allow your mind to generate answers to these questions, to these thoughts, to these concepts. And just trust yourself. Just trust whatever comes to mind. And let those feelings of love, those feelings of whatever come, just wash over you to feel really comfortable. Because meditation is truly about forming a relationship between you and you. You and your higher self, you and Adonai. So whenever you feel ready, I invite you now, perhaps, to float your eyes closed. And just let's begin just by noticing the breath. And as you begin to notice your breath, you'll allow the air, just feeling the air going into the nostrils. Perhaps noticing the way the breath goes down the back of your throat, your lungs, and into the belly. And just begin to notice the breath. Like last week, we were breathing in the word gratitude and exhaling the word love. Inhaling gratitude and exhaling love. Just allow the breath to relax you, to help you to let go. Each deep breath relaxes you 10 times deeper than the one before. And becoming more and more aware of your breath. Allowing the breath to awaken your cells. Allow the breath to awaken your connection to the all. Imagine your whole body filled with this beautiful breath, maybe even a golden white light. And imagine now that you're breathing in and out of your heart. Your heart begins to form a bubble of love and light around you. Protective. And this bubble, this golden white light, just fortifies your nervous system, your immune system. And allow this golden bubble of white light, this golden white light, to transport you somewhere peaceful, serene. Maybe that beautiful garden. Maybe that beautiful beach with blue waters. As you allow yourself to be comfortable and alert. And as you've arrived on this beautiful place, just begin to notice. And I will begin to repeat some words. And having your pen, your notebook by you, begin to jot down whatever comes to mind. I am. I am. My body needs. My body needs. Love allows. Love allows. I am deserving of. I am deserving of. My soul comes alive when. My soul comes alive when. I know that. I know that. I am capable of. I am capable of. My body appreciates. My body appreciates. I am at my very best when. I am at my very best when. I feel alive when. My soul wants me to always remember. My soul always wants me to remember. And now just place your pen, your pencil down. As you give yourself this time and this place to be with your soul, to awaken to who you are. And coming back to your breath, allowing your eyes to float closed when you feel ready. And to have an experience. And imagine that you have been on this journey, a beautiful journey. You're on this journey, perhaps back in Israel, the time of our ancestors. And you feel yourself just walking on a journey, You feel yourself walking towards something. Notice what you notice. Taking steps. Being very present in the moment. And as you are walking, notice that you are not alone. You are loved and guided. And imagine who is with you, what is with you. And you ask yourself this question, this journey for me means, just breathe this in. This is your journey. What does this journey mean for you in the wilderness? This beautiful, special time between Passover and Shavuos. What does this journey mean for you? You're all doing so well. As you notice yourself, you feel yourself on this journey, knowing you're not alone. What is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to know? As you continue your journey, you realize that you are not alone. There's other people with you. All kinds of different energies. The rainbow of emotions, some uplifted, some scared. And you ask yourself, where am I? And you hear the primordial call from Adonai. And in the same way Abraham answered, Hineni, here I am. You feel yourself alert, present. Here I am for this journey. And you know you're on a journey to receive something special. Wisdom. And imagine, pretend in any way you wish. You begin to see that beautiful Mount Sinai off to the distance. You know there's something special about this place. Imagine it, pretend it. And you are going there for yourself to receive something. Something, some knowledge, some bit of knowledge. And again, trust. What might that be? What would be fun? What would be helpful? And I'm just, will be quiet for a few moments. Trust, smile, awaken. As you continue to take those steps, you once again become aware of the beautiful breath inside of you. You begin to notice your body. You begin to notice the inhale and the exhale. The giving and the receiving. And as much as we always love to give, perhaps it's an inborn trait to give to others. You must ask to receive. You must ask for what you need in order to fulfill your purpose to have life. What do you need to ask for? What will help you, support you in this time, in your journey? Trust. As you become aware of your breath, you feel the space around your body infusing you with love and courage. As you breathe in more and more wisdom, that sight, the Mount Sinai of receiving, becomes even more vivid, more in your view. And you take a few more steps. You arrive and you begin to see the majesty of this place. Purple, you feel the love and you begin to breathe this in. You begin to breathe in life. And we are all being reminded, all of us here have life. How should we live it in its fullest? And imagine now there's a book, there's something that's just for you, whether it's a small gift, more directions. And trust, it could just be a feeling, a word, anything, something that's meaningful for you. You breathe this knowledge, whatever it is that you need. Perhaps even the simple words, you are safe. Maybe even the reminder that you are alive. You begin to feel the angel Gabriel pointing upwards. In the beautiful sky, it's towards evening and the sun is beginning to set. It's a beautiful, warm spring night. Beautiful colors in the sky, blues and purples, oranges and pinks. You begin to see the beauty of this world so clearly. The angel Gabriel just points to notice the beauty all around you. The clarity that's always been there. To look up. And once again, becoming aware of your breath. Giving yourself this time, this space for you. Begin to feel this beauty all around you. And then you look around to the other people with you, the souls, the other people on your journey with you. And it's time to rejoice, to dance. Dancing itself is a mitzvah to celebrate. And you're celebrating you, you're coming alive. Feeling the wisdom in your heart and trusting. Remembering your breath, the give and the take. Asking for what you need. Lending a hand when you can. And you begin to collect all this wisdom, all these words back into your heart. You offer thanks and gratitude for this experience, for this journey, and loving yourself. So begin to feel yourself drawing back from this place, back into the room where you're sitting. Perhaps you're reclining somewhere or sitting. Feel yourself just drawing back a bit more. Remembering, trusting your own heart. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with rachamim. So I will slowly begin to count from 1 to 5. When I do, you can just allow yourself to come back to this time, this place, and this space. So 1, just slowly drawing back breath. 2, coming back a bit more. 3, just feeling your body, noticing. 4, beneath your eyelids, wisdom. And 5, just coming back in this time, in this place, and this space. Shalom.